sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shimshon Yitzchak Garber Shlita, for Yedid Nafshi, Moshe Ben Peshadina Hainis Shlita, for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shmuel Binyamin Mitishna Rachelea Stein Shlita, and for Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Eitan Feldman. They should all have shlita. They should all have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeihem, and the refuas Moshe ben Malka, Tzvi ben Yittel, Binyamin Simcha ben Vina Minya, and Rav Avram Yosef ben Chana, and Elisheva Tova bas Leah Genendel. They should all have brius hashleima, and of course schus avi mor v'nim arasi sheyichyu. We are going to study a very obscure parsha, and that we're going to read Mirtz Hashem in shuls this Shabbos, Yidden are reading, those who are zocher to be in shul on Shabbos. Perek Lamed Gimel, Psukim Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Vayomer Moshe Hashem. And Moshe says to Hashem, Re'eh, Ata Omer Elai, Ha'ales Amazev, Ata Lo Tahatani. Eis asher tishlach imi, v'ata amarti yedaticha b'shem, v'gam matzasachein b'enai. Moshe said to Hashem, look, you say to me, bring this people up, but you have not informed me with whom you will send with me. And you said, I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my eyes. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'atayim na matzasi chen beinecha hodieni na esterachecha ve'idacha leman emtza chen beinecha ure'e ki amcha hagoy hazeh. And now, if I have indeed found favor in your eyes, let me know your ways, so that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your eyes, and consider that this nation is your people. I'm saying, what do these psukim mean, b'chla? Okay, so let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Re'e ata omer, going back to Pasuk Yud Beis in Rashi, look, you say to me, Re'e, look, tein einecha v'libcha al dvarecha, direct your eyes and your heart on your words. Think about what you're saying. Ata omer elai, you say to me, what? Lead, bring this people up, lead this nation, but you have not informed me. Vataloha da'atani, you have not informed me whom you will send with me. Vasher amartali, you said to me in Parashat Mishpatim, in the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 2, Hine anuchi sholech malach. Behold, I am sending an angel. Ein zo hoda'ah. This is not considered a informing me. Why not? She'ein ani chafetz ba. Because I don't want it to happen this way. That's not called informing me. When you tell me I'm sending a malach, I don't want a malach to lead us into Eretz Yisrael. Vayter and Rashi. Ve'ata amarta yida'aticha b'shem. And you have said, I've known you by name. Which means that Hashem is saying, I have hikarticha Mishar b'nei adam b'shem chashivus. I have recognized you from other people with a name of importance. Shaharei amartali, because you said to me, Hashem said to Moshe, Hine anuchi bai lech above anan, etc. V'gam b'chay aminu le'olam. Behold, I am coming to you in the thickness of the cloud, and they will believe in you forever. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu has a special chashivus, special importance. We continue in Rashi. Now we are on verse 13. Ve'atan now. Im emes shamatzasi chen beinecha. If it is true that I found favor in your eyes, hodieni nasterachecha. Let me know your ways. I.e., maschar atanotein lemotze chen beinecha. What reward do you give those who find favor in your eyes? Ve'idacha lemanetze chen beinecha. Ve'ida bezo midas tagmulcha. Mahi mitzius chen shematzasi beinecha. And with this I will know the standard of your recompense, i.e., what constitutes finding favor, since I have found favor in your eyes. Ve'idabrazu, and I'll know with this. Midas tagmulcha, what is your standard, what is your measure of tagmul, of recompense? My mitzias chen, what is this mitzias chen, I'll know from the reward that I found in your eyes, shematzasi beinecha. Upitaron leman emtza chen. And the explanation of so that I might find that I may found favor means leman akir bameh schar mitzias hachein, in order that I may recognize how great is the reward for finding favor. Urei ki imcha hagoy hazeh, amcha hagoy hazeh, Vayter and Rashi, consider that this nation is your people, that you should not say Shalot tomar ve'esa oscha l'goy gadol, and I will make you a great nation, ve'esa eilat hazov, and then leave these people. Re'ei ki amcha hemi kodem, they are your nation from before. Vim behem tim'as, and if you reject them, then eini somech al yotzim mechalatzai sheyiskaimu, I will not rely on those descendants who come from my loins to survive. Ve'es tashlum schar sheli ba'amazet todiyeni, make known to me the payment of my reward through this people. Rabbi Seinu darshu b'meseches brachas, the rabbis darshan this in brachas 7a, v'anili yashev hamikros al ofaneim v'al sidram basi, and I have come to reconcile these verses according to their context and their sequence. Ad kan midivrei Rashi, and I was basing mostly on the translation on Chabad.org. They have an incredible, not only Chumash and Rashi in the original, but they also have a running translation of Chumash and Rashi. I don't always find the translation to be perfect, but what translation is perfect? But more or less, gave you the idea. Okay. The Ramban writes, Avala parsha zos iefshar lahom alamil shaloshama besisrei haTorah. If you don't know Sisrei Torah, this parsha is impossible to understand. The Kli Yakar writes, Zo parsha chamura shebetorah asher b'yotzu kol meforshim lo kolom tzibir maspik mazei amivukashim Moshe. What does Moshe want over here? What's vil? But Rashi did explain the parsha, and Rashi didn't resort to Sisrei Torah. And Rashi says, I am coming liyashev hamikros al ofaneim val sidram. And here we get to a series of questions that we'd like to ask on Rashi, and we are going to base these questions on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon Hagadol HaRav David Yitzchak Manzatzal, and we are going to go tzibislich tzibislich in Rashi. Number one, Rashi writes, Tein Eincha V'Liba Libcha. Rashi says that Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tein einecha v'libecha al devarecha, direct your eyes and your heart on your words, think about what you are saying, which is a lashon of special hisbonenus. God, I really want you to pay special attention to what I'm asking you here. This is going to require special focus. Kiviyachol, we speak to Hashem like he's somebody we can speak to. Obviously Hashem himself doesn't need our input, but we speak to Hashem as human beings relate to others. The question is, Ma hitbonenut miyuchedet tzarich lazeh kshebakashato shel Moshe l'chora pshuta? What special hisbonenus is there? L'chora, what does Moshe want? It seems from Rashi, by Rashi's teaching, Moshe Rabbeinu wants that Hashem should lead them into Israel and not a malach. It should be Hashem and not a malach. So what is the special hisbonenus? Because Rashi says weiter, Vasher amarte li, hine anochi sholech malach, I'm sending a malach. And frankly, ein zu hoda, this isn't good, this isn't informative, because that's not what I want. So what we have here is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, you know, I don't like the fact that you said that, with all due respect, you're the Ribono Shel Olam, but that you said that I'm sending in a Malach, with a Malach. I don't want a Malach, I want you. So then what's the special Hizbonanus? What's Tein Einecha V'Libcha? Ma Ze Kashur? Ma Tzorich B'Zeh? That's question number one. Question number two is, when it says Va'ata Lo Hodatani, and you didn't inform me who's coming with us, because you said I'm sending an angel, but that's not what I want. So the question is that Hashem didn't not inform him. He informed him. Moshe just didn't like it. Is that called not informing him? Such a weird thing. You could, ain't zu hoda. This isn't a hoda. Why? Because I don't like it. Yeah, I'd like to know. I want to know what's going on with Corona. Did anybody get sick with Corona today? Yeah, some people got sick. No, that doesn't count as telling me, because I don't like that information. But you just asked me for the information. I'm telling you the information. If you don't like the information, that doesn't mean it doesn't count as information. It's still informative, so you don't like it. You're not happy with the Seder. But why does Rashi say that that's called not informing? Ein zu hoda. This kasha was asked by the Ramban. The Mizrahi also asks, Me'achar shelo haya chafetz she'elech shum malach, Ech amar v'talo hodati, V'lo ein mi she'elech imo chutz me'ashem. She'me'achar shelo ratza she'elech shum malach imo, lo nashar she'elech rak imo, rak Hashem be'atzmo v'chodo, V'lo she'eshlach shum acher imo. Since he doesn't want any malach, what does he mean when he says you didn't tell me? It seems that he's asking, why doesn't Moshe just say, I want you to come with me? Because there's no one else left. It's either going to be malach or Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu said he doesn't want a malach. So just say you want Hashem to come with you. Another question, the question of the Ramban, that Rashi quotes a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that a malach is leading them into Eretz Yisrael. But already before the Maisa Egel, it says, Hine anochi sholech malach. And here we are told, as Rashi explains, Shasidim lachto, that in the future they're going to sin. The Shechina said, I'm not coming among you. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't opposed. So ma pitom, that now Moshe Rabbeinu speaks up. But earlier on he was already told that a malach is leading them. So why suddenly now is Moshe Rabbeinu expressing his opposition to being led by a malach when he was already told about this earlier? What, now that they did the Chet HaEgel, things are better? He wants to gain from the Chet HaEgel. So Yen Khan Bagurariya Shala Maharal Mashukotev. Another question. Seder Hadvarim. First Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ve'ata lo hodatani. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me who is leading us in. As Rashi explains, that you're telling me something I don't want, so that's considered not telling me. And then it says afterwards, Ve'ata amarta, same pasuk, and you said, I have known you by name. Which means that Hashem is saying, Hikarticha Misha'ar b'nei Adam b'shem Chashivus. Sherei Amarteli, that Hashem is saying, I have recognized you from other people with a name of importance. Because you said to me, I'm coming to you in the thickness of the cloud. So, Rashi apparently should have first explained, or should have first said, V'ata Marta. In other words, first Moshe Rabbeinu should have said, listen, Hashem, you gave me a special chashivas. You have made me unique from other people. I am your special prophet. And therefore, I'm allowed to disagree with you about the sending of a malach. V'ata lo hodatani. But here, where Moshe Rabbeinu is going in the opposite order. First, he's saying, I don't agree. And then he's saying, oh, but I have koach not to agree. No. First say why you have koach not to agree, and then disagree. That's the correct order. You have to have a Seder in life. First say that you don't first say that you have the koach to disagree, and then go ahead and disagree. But if you're going to express your disagreement before saying you have the power, you have the right to disagree, so then your argument doesn't start. First empower yourself. First say, I am worthy of this argument, and then give the argument, then present the argument. Another thing we have to understand is the kefel of yida'aticha b'shem, that I have known you by name, that you have a special chashivas by me. And then we see weiter that it says, matzasi chen b'einecha, in the next pasuk. In that pasuk, excuse me, it says, v'ata marta yida, and this pasuk also talks about matzias chen. And you said, I've known you by name, and you've also found favor in my eyes. It seems to be a kefal lashon. It seems to be saying the same thing twice. I know that you're chashiv, and you found favor in my eyes. What's the difference? Not only that, but if you look weiter in the next pasuk, in pasuk at Gimel, only mitzias chen is mentioned, only finding favor, and not the inyan of yidatani b'shem. Because the chor, it's the same thing. What's the kefil of in Pasuk Yud Beis? We also have to understand. V'amar al zarachayim hakadosh b'pasuk tezayin. That it says here, first, you have yida'aticha b'shem, and then it says matzasichay. Now let's take a peek at Pasuk tezayin, coming attractions. U'bameh yivada efo ki matzasichayin b'einecha. Ani ve'amecha, alo b'lechtecha imanu, v'neflinu ani ve'imcha, ve'amcha, mikol am asher al p'nei adama. There, in Pasuk Tezayin, we have the opposite order. First, Moshe Rabbeinu mentions the Metzias Chayin, and then he talks about how special he and the nation are. What's this? The changing of the order? What comes first, Metzias Chayin, or Yir Chashivus, Yida'aticha B'Shem, which is two psukim, we have two different orders. We also have to understand the shaychus of hodieni na'es derechecha. Right, what does it say in pasuk yud gimel? It says v'ata im namatzasi chein be'inecha, if I found favor in your eyes, hodieni na'es derechecha. Tell me your ways, not the thing in your car, but the ways of Hashem. So, that's a hemsheikh of atah lo hodati. You haven't told me. So now tell me your ways. How does Rashi teach that up? How does Rashi explain that? Hodieni nas derechecha. What is the reward that you give to those who find favor in your eyes? How's that a hemsheikh? How's that a continuation of Pasuk Yud Beis? In Pasuk Yud Beis, the issue is the sending of the malach. And now in Pasuk Yud Gimel, we're hearing a different nigun. Now Moshe Rabbeinu suddenly wants to know. Same words, right? In Pasuk Yud Beis, it's Vataloho da'atani is asher tishlachimi. And now it's Hodieni. Now I want a hodah. But what do I want to know? I want to know what schar you give to those who find favor in your eyes. But in Pasuk Yud Beis, the hodah was about the malach, who's going to lead the Jews into Israel. And now in Pasuk Yud Gimel, the hodah is about the schar. So that seems non sequitur. It doesn't seem to follow. It's a strange thing. Weiter in the pasuk, it says, "Ure'eh ki amecha hagoy hazeh," and consider that this nation is your people. Now, this is apparently a hemsheikh of the beginning of the pasuk. It's the end of pasuk Yud Gimel. So, what's the beginning of pasuk Yud Gimel? Ve'ata now, im namatzasi chein beinecha, hodieni nas derechecha beidecha lemanzachein beinecha. Let me know your ways. and I, so that I may know you and find favor in your eyes, and consider that this nation is your people. I'm saying, how do you read that pshat? How do you read that pasuk in pshat? And consider that this nation is your people. What does that have to do with the beginning of the pasuk? The beginning of the pasuk is, tell me if I found favor in your eyes, so that I may know you. I may know you. Well, what does that have to do with this nation is your people? Madna. So we have a lot of things to work out over here. However, if you thought that that's all we have to deal with, I am now going to present more problems. Let us move forward to verse 14. Vayomar panai yelechu v'hanichosi lach. So he said, my presence will go, and I will give you rest. That's Yodalida, a kurtza pasuk, a short pasuk. 15, pasuk tesvav, Vayomer elav, and he said to him, meaning Moshe, the previous pasuk is Hashem speaking, now Moshe responds, im ein panecha holechim, al ta'aleinu mizeh, if your presence doesn't go with us, do not take us up from here. Pasuk tezayin, uvame yivada efo ki matzasi chein be'inecha ani ve'amecha halo belechtecha imanu v'neflinu ani ve'amecha mikol amasher al pnei adama. For how then will it be known that I found favor in your eyes, I and your people? Is it not that you go with us? Then I and your people will be distinguished from every other nation on the face of the earth. So this is difficult. After Hashem answers him, and he says, "Panai elechu, v'hanichosi lach." What does it mean, "Panai elechu"? My presence will go. And I will either give you rest, or I will lead you. V'hanchot means you can lead. Hanchayot are instructions, directives. So Hashem is telling him that he's going to lead them. Panai elecho, my presence will go. So why in Pasuk Tezvav does Moshe say, imein panecha holchim ataleinu mizeh, if your presence doesn't go? But he just said my presence will go. Moshe says, if your presence doesn't go, don't go with it. But he's just said my presence will go. That's like a funny answer. Hashem says he'll go, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says, but if you don't go, ma pitom. He just said I will go. V'kvar tama haramban mizeh. Also, it's hard to understand. Shemitchila ne'amar davar b'lashon shel bakasha. Imna hodieni. At the beginning, he's speaking geshmak, he's speaking sweet. Please, it's a request. Pasuk tesvav, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking b'takifut, b'echletiyut. Imein panecha olchim al taleinu mizeh. If you don't lead us, then just don't take us out, Hashem. What changed? Just a moment ago, he was asking b'lashon bakasha, and now he's asking shtreng. He's demanding it bechletiyut. And then we have strange words. Pasuk tes zayin. What does Rashi say that means? Then I and your people will be distinguished from every other nation on the face of the earth. In this respect, we will be separated from every other nation. For how will it then be known that I have found favor in your eyes, I and your people? Is it not that you go with us? Then I and your people will be distinguished from every other nation on the face of the earth. V'nei muvdalim b'davar hazeh mikol am, Rashi says. We will be different from all other nations. That's what Rashi says. V'afnino ani v'neflino ani v'amecha. But ambame yivada efo, Rashi writes, how will the yivada metzius chein? How will the metzius chein be known? Halo belechtecha imanu. When you go with us. And And also, God, I'm asking you that you don't, your Shekhinah doesn't dwell with the nations of the world. And I ask you, sweet friends, what does Hashem's Shekhinah dwelling with the nations of the world have to do with this whole parsha? This is not the issue. The issue is who's leading them into Eretz Yisrael, apparently. What does that have to do with Shekhinah and Umas HaOlam? Two separate things. You want Hashem to lead you into Eretz Yisrael, that's one. And you don't want there to be Hashras HaShekhinah and Umas HaOlam. But what is Moshe Rabbeinu throwing that in over here? I'm asking you one more thing. Ma kesha? So if you look in the Alshich always has nice things to say, and he has other kashas. Love the Alshich. Now we are going to go further. Verse 17. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Gamis hadavar hazeh asher dibarta, e'ese, ki matza sachein be'enai, ve'edo'acha b'shem. And Hashem said to Moshe, even this thing that you have spoken, I will do, for you have found favor in my eyes, and I have known you by name. Gamis hadavar hazeh asher dibarta e'ese, ki matza sachein be'enai, ve'edo'acha b'shem. So we have to understand. On this bakasha, on the bakasha, on the request of Pasuk Tes Zayin, what was the request of Pasuk Tes Zayin? That our favor be known, that we're finding favor is known, that Hashem goes with us, and that the Shekhinah no longer rests upon the Umas HaOlam. So Hashem says, I'm down with you, Moshe, excuse the slang. Even this thing I've spoken for you, I find favor in my eyes, and I've known you by name. So Hashem says, you know why I'm going to respond positively to your request? Because matzasachein be'inai ve'edacha b'shem. Hashem says to him, you know why I'm gonna listen to you? Because you found favor in my eyes, and I've known you by name. I know that you're chashuv. What's interesting is that in Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu requested, right? Vayomer Moshe el Hashem, Re'ata omer elai halam esezeh v'alta lo detani eshot eshlachi mi, v'ata amarti yedaticha b'shem v'gam etzazachin b'inai. So here Moshe Rabbeinu asks, he says, listen Hashem, I found favor in your eyes, you know me by name, you know my chashivus, I found favor in your eyes, okay, so please grant my request. And then, you know how Hashem responds? Hashem says, my presence will go, but he doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. Why does Hashem not tell Moshe why he is responding in the positive, in the affirmative to his request? When Moshe Rabbeinu was explicit about it, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know you by name, I found favor in your eyes. And Hashem just says, stama. He just says, I'll go with you. And then in Pasuk Yud Zayin, no, there he gives a reason. You know, I'm going to grant your request. Because, ki matzasachein b'nai v'edacha b'shem. And what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for in Pasuk Tesvav and Tezayin, there he didn't mention. So, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Uvameida afoki matzasi chen beinecha, v'ani ba'mecha lo v'techayman, uvelfinu ba'mecha mekol ha'mashal p'nei adama." So here, Moshe Rabbeinu does mention the inyan of Mitzias Chen. He doesn't mention the inyan of knowing Hashem b'shem. And then Hashem's response is, "I am going to grant your request because you found favor in my eyes." and I have known you by name. Whereas in Pasuk Yud Beis, where it's explicit that Moshe Rabbeinu says these two things, Metzias Chen Veida B'cha B'Shem, in his request, Hashem answers him stam. Hashem doesn't say why he's granting the request. He just says, Panay Eleichu, V'anichos Silach, don't worry about it, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to lead you. But he doesn't say, because you found favor in my eyes, and I know you by name. He only says it in Pasuk Yud Zayin. And that's weird, because in Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu is explicit about his request. Hashem just answers him without going into details. And then and Yud Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into this. You know, I'm going to grant your request. Because Matzas Lechein Beinai Veidach HaBashem. So what's the difference between Pasuk Yud Beis? Pasuk Yud Zayin. So sweet friends, I must tell you, we totally have our work cut out for us. And I think this is enough to swallow for now. Tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. Not too much. You'll hopefully digest the questions, think about them, and then Hashem should give us life and health and the financial means and the koach and the simcha, and then in the next shiur on this topic, we will hopefully present a mahalach, an approach to resolve all of these questions. So I thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends, and please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.